Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Justice for Maurice Henry Carter is a stage drama based on a true Michigan story of struggle and friendship. The two men who inspired the drama are Maurice Henry Carter, a man who was wrongfully convicted and served 29 years for shooting a Benton Harbor police officer, and Doug Chapkus, the man who worked for 10 years to free him. Selections from the drama will be performed on stage tonight at MSU's Residential College in the Arts and Humanities, ARCA, and again on Sunday at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Greater Lansing. With us in our studio is the play's director, Lisa Biggs, who's an assistant theater and performance studies professor at ARCA. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And joining us by phone is the man who worked to free Maurice Henry Carter. His name is Doug Chapkus. Doug, welcome to Current State.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Doug, you're a former broadcast journalist, but when you met Maurice and learned about his case, you were selling church organs for a living. What made you want to get involved in exonerating him?
You know, I don't know that I wanted to get involved that much, except that I thought as my, with my experience as a reporter for so many years in the area, I just might be able to provide some assistance. So I kind of reluctantly got involved, took a look at it. But it didn't take long after reviewing the material, and you didn't have to be that good of a reporter to discover that the case stunk.
Mm. What year are we talking about? When did you get involved?
That would be about 1994, 1995.
And after 10 years of working toward that goal together, was he ever exonerated?
No.
He was not. We'll explore the reasons why in a little bit more depth. We want to bring Lisa Briggs into this conversation. Lisa, why did you decide to help bring this story to the stage here in Lansing?
Well, I've been working as a theater director and artist for many, many years. And most recently, I've been doing a lot of work with people who are incarcerated, women in particular. We're only about 10% of the prison population, but there are a number of prison arts programs for them around the country. And the members of the Universalist Unitarian Church heard about my work and approached me about directing this piece in the spring. It's not a play that's written by someone behind bars, but because of the themes, the questions that it raises about police misconduct, prosecutorial misconduct, the judicial system, the role of prisons in society, it was compelling to me. And the opportunity to collaborate with them, to have MSU students as well as community members work together was really enticing.
Doug, this story is really marked by a lot of injustice, exasperation, sadness, his wrongful conviction. All the time you both spent struggling, he was never exonerated, as you pointed out. Was it all worth it?
Oh, absolutely. For many reasons, but just the three, to quickly run to the end of the story, we finally obtained a compassionate release from Governor Granholm because he became terminally ill while he was in prison. And so, and that took another year to get his compassionate release. He was released in the year 2004, but it was all worth it just for the 3 months, just to see him meet his mother in freedom when he got out. And those 3 months that he and I enjoyed together before he died made everything worthwhile.
Mm. We're speaking with Doug Chapkus, a good friend of Maurice Henry Carter, who worked for 10 years to help free him. We're also talking with Lisa Biggs, assistant theater professor at ARCA at Michigan State and director of the drama Justice for Maurice Henry Carter. Lisa, describe your approach to this performance. What kinds of things can the audience expect to see?
Well, it's a stage reading, so the actors will be carrying their scripts, and we won't be doing the entire play tonight or on Sunday. We'll be doing some important excerpts because we've been really fortunate that Doug has agreed to come to campus and to speak with us about and speak with the community about what his current work is. The play is an opportunity really to be informed about past histories of the Michigan police and prison system, to think about contemporary issues as well. And Doug's work through Humanity for Prisoners is one way that people can get involved. So.
Yeah, Maurice inspired you, Doug, to start Humanity for Prisoners. What does the organization do?
It's a very unique organization. We happen to find this little niche almost by accident, but it was based on our experience with Maurice. And we work one-on-one with inmates who are struggling within the prison system with individual problems, not only wrongful convictions, and we do have those too. But Maurice, for example, contracted hepatitis C while he was in prison, while serving, working to help senior citizens in the prison system. He contracted the disease. And we'd filed a FOIA request and found out that he had been diagnosed with hepatitis C in 1995, but they never told him. And so then they didn't have to treat him. And so he never knew that he had hepatitis C till he collapsed in his cell in the year 2003.
Good grief.
And then he found out it was terminal. And it was hepatitis C/end stage. So those are the kinds of things that became a real concern to us. So Maurice felt we just had to help others like him who may be indigent, may have fallen through the cracks, may not have much family support. So on a daily basis, that's what Humanity for Prisoners does.
What did this profoundly challenging series of experiences, hideous injustice, what did that do to Maurice Henry Carter, Doug?
Maurice Henry Carter was absolutely one in a million. He was an amazing man. He was a kind, gentle man. The day that he was released in the year 2004, we drove him from the prison hospital here to Spring Lake, Michigan, in a big motorhome. He sat in the front seat and got on a cell phone. He'd never heard of a cell phone before. He was on his cell phone with his friends. Never once did he badmouth the system or the people who put him there.
Wow.
He just rejoiced in how pleased and happy he was to be free. He was a dear man.
That is amazing. Lisa, the description of the performance says it'll create a space for dialogue. Can you expound on that for us?
That's my hope. I think that the play, along with the visual art exhibit that's also featured in the Lookout Gallery at ARCA, are opportunities for people to think about people who are behind bars in a different way. Oftentimes, people who are on the outside, on this side of the prison wall, are in the best position to speak, and they are most often heard from. But people who are behind bars or who have worked with them do have something to contribute to the conversation, and their knowledge is integral to if we're going to, you know, contemplate new ways of structuring our public policies. We're involved right now in a national debate about the role of prisons in society. I think many people know that most when people do wrong, they need to make amends, but the question is how. And the state of Michigan spends about $2 billion a year on its prison system. Very little of that goes to programming. The visual art exhibit is an example of an excellent program run by volunteers that makes a big difference in people's lives. And the play is an opportunity for people to gather together who are interested in the issues of prison reform and prosecutorial misconduct policing in order to think about how we might advocate for new policies to be put in place.
We have been speaking about Justice for Maurice Henry Carter, the stage drama that will be performed tonight and Sunday with director Lisa Biggs, also Doug Chapkus, the man who worked to help exonerate Carter. Lisa, Doug, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.